This is Ron Moss from the heart. I wanted to really put this message out to men, but particularly this message is for African American men, black men, brothers. The only reason why I want to have this discussion is because there have been recent discussions, recent polls. Matter of fact, even as far back as your, and I'm talking about government race in Georgia not too long ago, when the sister was running for governor, and the word on the street was that the reason why she lost was because black men wouldn't vote for her. Whether or not that was true, I have no idea. That's just was the gossip on the street, so to speak. Here recently, there's been discussions that are coming out that talk about how black men are now moving towards the Republican Party. Whether that's true or not, again, that's the gossip on the street. There's been discussions about how black men votes really don't matter because they don't really vote in a significant amount of numbers. They're not the voting block that makes decisions here nor there. That's what the discussion is. That's what the gossip is in the street. But my hope is that we understand that we are important, that we are valuable, that we are still movers and shakers, that we are still the decision makers on how not just this world goes, but how the universe goes. Because historically, we played a part in the universe, not just a particular state, not just a particular country, but literally in the whole world. And I guess what I wonder is, do we recognize that? And then when I say, do we recognize that? I guess the other question is how? We don't really talk to each other. And I'll tell you why I say that. I was thinking about my own growing up. You know, I am, you know, in my 60s now. And I was thinking about, you know, being raised by great aunts, great uncles, you know, cousins who were men that I looked up to, continue to look up to as the examples of who I am, the type of man that I became. You know, but then I thought about something that really stuck with me recently. You know, I thought about the fact that we never really discussed anything about politics or voting or why voting was important. Those discussions I cannot remember. And that's not a knock against them, you know, because in reality, they had so much other stuff on their plate that maybe to them, it wasn't that important. You know, maybe it wasn't something that they needed to talk about because they was too busy trying to find a job. They were too busy trying to figure out a way to keep the family up. They were trying to figure out a way to survive through this racist country, through this racist world, and be looked at as important, to be looked at as a real man, to be looked at as a citizen of the United States of America. And so they was focused on that. They were literally, and I guess the best word to use, they was focused on surviving. And so maybe the voting, and maybe to them, the vote didn't matter, you know, because most of the people that won elections, most of the people that were put in office didn't look like them. And then there were laws that were put in place that made sure that people like them couldn't get in office. So when I understood that piece of history, when I understood that analogy, when I understood that realism, it made me rethink about why during those growing up times, during those family discussions, during those one-on-one discussions, that politics and voting never came up. It never came up. And I think that in reality, you know, when we and what I mean by that is because, you know, most of our most of the things that happen to us from a political standpoint happens locally. It's the local politics that moves your city, that moves your county, that moves your state. It's the local politics that dictates what happens in your school, what happens in your neighborhood, what happens in your government, what happens with your job, what happens with jobs coming to your town, what happens with pay raises, what happens with taxes, what happens with property taxes. All those things usually happen, 90% of the time, happen locally. And again, if we are the type of men that we are supposed to be, you know, providers, survivors, you know, businessmen, accountants, you know, owners, you know, preachers and teachers, then why haven't that discussion got better when we're in a better situation? It's not the best situation, but it is a better situation where that discussion should be taking place across the dining room tables, across the bars, across the barbershops, across the churches, across all kind of venues that we interact in and interact with. Why isn't the discussion about how important voting is, particularly as it relates to Black men, and particularly as it relates to young African-American Black men? And if now, even in 2024, we're not having those discussions, then again, we're going to be looking outside instead of being inside, making important decisions and moving this country in a direction where everybody matters. Because it still is not like that yet. And so I want to say this to you, Black brother, Black man, whether you're young or old, that you have value, that you bring a lot to the table. But it doesn't matter if you don't recognize that. It doesn't matter if you're not willing to put in the work. And what do I mean by putting in the work? If you agree with me that you are valuable, if you agree with me that you are somebody, if you agree with me that you have a place at the table, then the question is, how do I get to the table? Well, to get to the table means, first and foremost, you got to do your own research. You got to be willing to read. You got to be willing to study. You got to be willing to move. You got to be willing to be active. And you got to look at your history. You got to know who you are. And you got to know whose you are. You got to be able to study both parties. When did this dynamic change when, you know, the Republicans cared about people and then they stopped, or cared about Black people and then they stopped? You got to be willing to go back to the 1960s and 1964 and figure out when that change really happened. You got to be willing to study the candidates. You got to be willing to study what went down. You can't get hysterical. You got to get historical. And so often, because of social media, and let's forget, matter of fact, I ain't blaming social media, because we just refuse to want to learn. And unfortunately, for some of us, I won't say a lot, I'll say for some of us, we just rather follow what everybody else is doing. And too many of our ancestors died so we wouldn't just be followers. I'm talking to you now, Black man. People died in your own family. People sacrificed their life in your own family so you could be better, so you could do better. I remember some years ago, I never forget, I was driving through an apartment complex. And I want to set up the scene of what I saw. And I just, it bothered me. It really did bother me. It was a low income housing project. And I remember I was going through there to drop something off for somebody, you know. And I remember that they were working on the roof on that particular day. And when I looked up and saw, I need you to help visualize what I saw that day. I saw these Hispanic brothers, they were on the roof, working on the roof, putting a new roof on top of apartment complex. And I mean, I looked up and I mean, immediately noticed that they were Hispanic brothers. And I said, wow, you know, they're making that money. Now, on the ground level, it was a group of young brothers, young black brothers, who were walking around with their dogs, pit bulls, Rottweilers, whatever it was. And they were walking around with their dogs, with the pants hanging, sagging, chilling, you know. And I looked at that visual and I said, oh, my God. They don't get it, do they? They don't see that. That they've got it twisted because they've followed so many other people, whether it was going to prison, where it was gang banging, where it was doing drugs or selling drugs. And they have followed them all the way down the rabbit hole. And didn't understand that they're not made to be followers. They're made to be leaders. That they have so much to offer. That they're so valuable. And I'm not saying that they needed to be on the roof. I'm saying that they need to be supervising the people that was working on the roof. If they had been doing what they should have been doing, they'd have been supervising or being the owner of the roofing service. That's what they bring to the table. But if nobody has pushed them or they haven't pushed themselves to see that, they'll never understand it. And they'll keep on going deeper and deeper and deeper in the hole. It's the fourth quarter, with a couple of minutes left in the game. And I got my best players in the game. Now the question is, what play are you going to run? So our young brothers and sisters can have a better life. What play are you going to run? So our mothers can still look up to us, or so our mothers can still be proud of us, so our grandmothers can still be proud of us. So our family and friends can still be proud of us, because we stop being followers and we start being leaders. Whether you understand it or not, black brother, your vote does matter. And your vote will count. My hope is that we'll come together and discuss all the ills of the world, but understand that local and national politics also matters too. And that we do have the power through voting. We do have the power through volunteering. We do have the power through reading and knowing. We do have the power by continuing to get an education to change this world. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. You are valuable, brother. You're a king. Oh, yeah. Peace.